This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to WRFL Lexington 88.1 FM, all the way to the left on your radio dial. This is Eric Weber, and I just played for you episode 40 of Philosophy Bakes Bread. And I'm here with you until 4 o'clock. Now that summer is over, the show Philosophy Bakes Bread airs starting at 2 p.m. on Mondays instead of noon on Tuesdays. So from here on out, that's where we'll be. Last week, if any of you are tuning in now and wondering where we were last week, I was sick as a dog. And so there was no way I was going to be able to make it. And I barely sort of peeked out my window to see the eclipse, you know, the fading of the sun, and then went straight back to bed. It was really quite awful. But I'm grateful to Maya, who filled in for me last week. That said, today we started a little funny, a little differently. We had, as I mentioned earlier, we had a breadcrumb episode to start out because we have two breadcrumb episodes with Dr. Larry Hickman, who was the subject of episode 40 that you just heard if you were listening. And we didn't want to sort of blend all these breadcrumbs together. So we started by playing a breadcrumb, which for anyone who's tuning in now, a breadcrumb is a short little episode of Philosophy Bakes Bread, anywhere between maybe 5-6 minutes and up as far as maybe 15 to 20 minutes. And it's just a short episode of Philosophy Bakes Bread in which we think about some little element that was on the show, or maybe we have an outtake that we use to laugh at each other, at ourselves about, or maybe it is a moment where we talk about listener feedback. And we've got one of those, but before that one, I've got a short little 6-minute breadcrumb where we're going to hear from Dr. Larry Hickman once more in just a moment, because Larry ended the episode asking the question for our listeners, what's the meaning of life? That question gets joked about a lot, but honestly, it is a real and interesting question, and people do wonder about it. And Larry also said that he has an answer to his view on the matter. Now, I don't want that to dissuade anyone from sending us your thoughts, because surely lots of people think very differently about the meaning of life and so forth. But that said, we had to ask Larry Hickman, what are you saying is the meaning of life? And therefore, we recorded a little breadcrumb episode after the full episode that we had recorded with him. So that the episode you just heard was episode 40. Up next in just a moment is episode 41, which is a breadcrumb. It's our 8th breadcrumb that we've so far recorded. It's about, as I say, it's about 6 minutes. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we might also have a little bit of an outtake in one of these two next breadcrumbs we've got a bit of an outtake where we were laughing about something. But in any event, I hope you enjoy this breadcrumb episode with Dr. Larry Hickman. Here it is. Here is his answer to the question, what is the meaning of life? Oh my goodness. Welcome, everyone, to a special short edition of Philosophy Bakes Bread, which we call a breadcrumb.
Crumble, crumble.
Philosophy Bakes Bread is a production of the Society of Philosophers in America, a.k.a. SOPHIA. In our breadcrumb episodes, we include little snippets from past episodes or more substantive responses to your feedback that we received on Twitter at PhilosophyBB or on Facebook at Philosophy Bakes Bread, or by email at philosophybakesbread@gmail.com.
That's right. We've got a breadcrumb episode for you today, and we're going to have it with Dr. Larry Hickman. And this is our great guest whom we had on episode 40 of the show. And we were discussing John Dewey, Democracy and Education in America. And in that episode, or for that episode, Larry raised a great question for you all, the listeners, and in the process said that he actually had his own answer for it.
I have to hear this.
We've got to hear this. That's right. And so I'll go ahead and invite Larry to remind us what the question was that he raised for our segment that we call You Tell Me, and we'll ask him what his answer is, because we really want to hear this. Thanks for joining us again, Larry.
Oh, it's great to be here again. So the question was, what is the meaning of life? That's a kind of a trite question, since it's usually associated with the cartoon of the person who climbs the mountain and encounters someone sitting in a lotus position and bearded at the top of the mountain. And so the question that you ask is, well, what's the meaning of life? And then in the comics, you usually get a question like 47 or something like that. 42.
42, I think.
I think it's a serious question.
Right.
And to put it in perspective, let me tell you a very quick story. I was giving a lecture at St. Mary's University, which is right across the street from Notre Dame, several years ago. And most of the people, in fact, I suppose all but one of the people in the class, besides the instructor, were students. But there was a guy sitting in the back in a suit and tie. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And so when I gave my lecture, I finished, and I said, are there any questions or comments? And I said, first of all, can you identify yourself, when he raised his hand? And he said he was a policeman, a campus policeman from Notre Dame, who'd come to the lecture. And I thought, well, that's very interesting. And I said, well, okay, what is your question? He said, what would the Pope have thought about your lecture? And I paused for a minute and I said, well, I think the Pope would agree with John Dewey that the meaning of life is to create more meanings. And he seemed satisfied with that. Now, you know, that's not my invention.
I like that.
Because there are organizations that have that view. I've been working with a lay Buddhist organization for the last 15 years. And their basic, translated into English, their name is Value Creating Society. And their view of the meaning of life is to create more value, which is not all that different from creating more meanings. So I think that at least is one good answer among many. And the advantage is it's broad enough that it can take account of lots of different perspectives.
The meaning of life is to create more meaning.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Is that a little bit like what business does, right? It creates value.
Some businesses create value. Some businesses consume value. There's a big difference.
That's true.
Value creators and there are value consumers.
The Martin Shkreli's of the world aren't maybe adding value?
I think that the jury is determined he may not have added value.
The jury is not still out on that one. We know exactly.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Larry, for this wonderful, thoughtful answer. And everybody, remember, we want to hear from you about this You Tell Me question. We had a burning desire to hear from Larry about this because Larry said that he had his own answer to the question of the meaning of life. And, you know, I'm not going to pass that up, and I don't think Anthony would.
No, not at all.
Actually, it's very similar to what Dewey said. He said, you know, the purpose of education is more education, and the purpose of life is growth. That's a way of paraphrasing what I've just suggested.
Very nice.
Yeah, well, I hope everyone has enjoyed this little breadcrumb, and I hope that you all go out and live lives that are creating more life, more growth, and more meaning. I really like that.
Very nice, indeed. Remember, everyone, that you can call us and leave a short recorded message with a question or a comment that we may be able to play on the show at 859-257-1849. That's 859-257-1849. You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, and by email. For that information, again, visit philosophybakesbread.com.
This has been Anthony Cascio and Eric Weber, and we were here once again with Dr. Larry Hickman. Thank you again, Larry.
Thank you.
This is Philosophy Bakes Bread, food for thought about life and leadership.
If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.